Recently, I heard about a disease called Morgellons. What is it? What are the symptoms? And why don't we hear more about it?
So this is a fascinating topic. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Betty from Bisbee, Arizona, for bringing this one up. So this is actually a new thing. It's a symptom complex where people have this idea that there are things crawling on their body. They sometimes even actually will bring in things to the doctor and actually say, can you see this? It is very controversial in the medical community. There's a you can see a website. I think there's an organization of people who say that they have this online. I forgot exactly what the site is. I'll see if I can find it for you before the end of this podcast. But dermatologists, and there was an interesting letter to the editor in a major journal that refuted this. So the doctors don't believe that this is a real illness. They believe it's something called delusions of parasitosis. These people are actually delusional, and I know we'll get some letters about this, but I'm just reporting what's out there. I've never seen this, never encountered this. But there's actually a syndrome called delusions of parasitosis where people have this perception that they have these things crawling on themselves. And what's so interesting about this is how the internet affects medicine and how these groups can come together. And there's an idea in psychiatry about, Mark, will you pronounce it?
Folie à deux.
Oui. And I'll have a...
C'est bon.
A café au lait also.
Si.
And this is basically where people have a shared delusion. And so on the internet allows people to get together and communicate about this illness that may or may not be a true illness. And so there are people who have this perception. They go onto the internet. They read about it. And it leads to really an interesting phenomenon that we see quite a bit in the hospital. People who are sometimes overeducated about a disease to the point where it pushes physicians into doing or not doing things. And I really am fascinated by the way it's affecting medicine. But, you know, at least the medical community and the dermatologic community who sees this does not believe that this is a real disease. So the website was morgellons.org, morgellons.org. And there's this Morgellons Research Foundation, and they want to say that it's an emerging infectious disease, but there's been no proof that there's any pathologic condition that's linked to this.